Imagine waking up every single morning and you have total amnesia regarding how to tie your shoes.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Right. Like you have zero muscle memory, no reflexive habits at all. You have to look at the laces, calculate their length, hypothesize spatial intersections, and just, consciously compute the physics of every single loop and pull.
You'd burn a massive amount of cognitive energy before you even walked out your front door.
Exactly. It would paralyze you. But, that highlights a pretty glaring limitation in how standard artificial intelligence operates today. Because standard AI is essentially that amnesiac.
It really is, yeah.
Every single time it faces a complex problem, even if it's a problem it has solved a million times before, it processes the logic entirely from scratch. It reads the map step by step, generating an answer token by token.
Which is incredibly inefficient.
Very. But for today's deep dive, we are exploring some fascinating research that details a profound shift. We're looking at a framework called cognitive compilation theory, or CCT.
Yes, CCT.
And this is an architecture that allows an AI to mentally compile what they call thought programs. It fundamentally changes how these systems operate, how they manage multiple streams of logic, and crucially, how they reduce latency.
Right, because we are looking at the transition from an AI that has to discover an answer every single time it gets asked to an AI that discovers the answer once, caches that underlying logic, and then executes it instantly forever.
Wow.
It's essentially the architectural equivalent of building an AI nervous system.
Okay, I love that analogy. But to really grasp the mechanics of CCT, I think we have to look at the baseline problem first, right? The
Yeah.
difference between interpretation and compilation.
Absolutely.
So in the tech world, standard large language models operate as interpreters. If you ask a standard AI to solve, say, a logistical supply chain issue, it calculates the probability of every single word in its response sequentially.
Taken by token.
Exactly. It's like a computer constantly running an unoptimized Python script from scratch, translating the code into machine instructions line by line every single time you hit execute.
And the source material actually refers to this inefficient baseline as the question TSP, or the traveling salesperson problem of questions.
Right, because it's trying to find the best route.
Yeah, exactly. A standard neural network is navigating this massive multidimensional graph of probabilities to find the most efficient path to the answer. And that graph traversal, it requires spinning up billions of parameters.
Which costs compute, it costs memory, and mostly it costs time.
Lots of time. But CCT bypasses that entirely through its compilation pipeline. So once the AI navigates that massive probability graph and finds the optimal path for a specific problem,
It doesn't just throw that road away.
no, it keeps it. It isolates the specific subgraph of its neural network that fired to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It strips away all the billions of unused parameters, and it locks the remaining logic into what the researchers call heuristic tokens.
Heuristic tokens, okay.
Right. And then it physically translates that probabilistic chain into optimized deterministic machine code.
So it's basically distilling this massive generalized probabilistic model into a tiny hard-coded algorithmic script.
Precisely. The AI takes a probabilistic guess and hard forges it into a mathematical certainty. So the next time the AI encounters that same category of problem, it just skips the neural network inference entirely.
It just runs the script.
It just runs the script.
Okay, let's unpack this because this maps perfectly onto how human expertise actually develops.
Oh, for sure.
Like, when you first learn to drive a manual transmission, your brain is totally balled down in that token-by-token interpretation. You are highly conscious of the clutch, the RPMs, the angle of the
The
hill.
latency is super high.
Right. The latency between recognizing you need to shift and actually physically shifting your hand is huge. But 10 years later, you shift gears while drinking coffee and talking to a passenger.
Because the action has been compiled into a reflex, you've bypassed conscious thought.
Exactly. So, can we quantify this for the AI? Like, what are the actual efficiency gains for a machine doing this?
They are staggering. The research includes this Python simulation that quantifies the exact latency drop, focusing on a complex code generation task.
Okay, what were the numbers?
Well, in a standard interpretation model, generating the solution takes 80 milliseconds. But because it starts from scratch every time, it takes 80 milliseconds on the second attempt, the third attempt, and, the thousandth attempt.
So if you run it 10 times, you're looking at 800 milliseconds. That's nearly a full second of compute time for something the system already knows how to do.
Exactly. But under the CCT framework, the timing profile completely inverts. The very first time it encounters the problem, the system actually takes a performance hit. It takes 150 milliseconds.
Oh, interesting. I guess that makes sense. It's paying the upfront tax of navigating that question TSP, right? Extracting those heuristic tokens and running the compilation pipeline to get that machine code.
Exactly. It's doing the heavy lifting upfront. But the return on that investment is immediate. For every subsequent call after that initial compilation, the execution time drops to just 2 milliseconds.
Wait, 2 milliseconds? From 80
to 2 milliseconds.
That is wild. You're trading a slight initial delay for a permanent 200x speed up on all future iterations. I mean, the amortized cost of thinking basically approaches zero.
Right. Over 10 calls, the total time is only 168 milliseconds compared to the 800 we saw before. And, you know, in a high frequency training environment or an autonomous vehicle, a 200x reduction in latency.
Is the difference between seamless operation and a catastrophic crash.
Exactly.
But, okay, this introduces a massive architectural challenge, doesn't it? Because if the AI is generating a new 2 millisecond hard-coded script for every single optimized thought it has, the system's memory is just going to bloat.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't just throw billions of random machine code reflexes into a server and expect the AI to find the right one instantly. I feel like the search time alone would negate the 2 millisecond speedup.
It would. But the CCT framework solves this by mimicking traditional operating system architecture. It organizes these compiled thought programs into a highly structured library of modules.
Oh, like program libraries.
Right. The researchers liken them to DLLs, or dynamic link libraries.
Okay, so the AI is basically building out a categorized mental library. It maintains specific pre-compiled modules that are optimized for incredibly niche reasoning domains.
Yes, and the sources highlight several really fascinating examples of these DLLs. Like, you have physics.dll.
Okay.
This is a module containing pre-compiled ordinary differential equations, or ODEs, for common physical systems.
Yeah.
So if the AI needs to calculate the trajectory of an object, it doesn't re-derive Newtonian physics using its core language model.
It just queries the physics DLL with the initial variable.
Exactly, and it gets an instant deterministic output.
That's brilliant. And there was also causality.dl, right?
Right.
Which acts as a dedicated causal graph execution engine.
Yes.
Its sole function is to instantly verify the relationship between events, like determining if event A actually caused event B without having to, you know, hallucinate through a web of textual probability.
Right. It just checks the hard logic.
But the most interesting module by far, at least to me, is paradox.dll. Just the idea that a superintelligence needs a dedicated hard-coded library purely to manage logical paradoxes is incredible.
It's actually a vital self-preservation mechanism because standard LLMs are notoriously fragile when confronted with circular logic or classic paradoxes.
Like the liar paradox.
Exactly. The statement that says this statement is false. A standard model will often trap itself in an infinite loop there,
yep,
continuously predicting tokens that contradict the previous tokens.
Right. And that eventually causes a context window overflow or just a total system crash.
Yeah. But the paradox DLL prevents that using what the researchers call a truth oscillator detector.
A truth oscillator detector.
Right. It monitors the hidden states of the AI's active processing. And if it detects that the activation patterns are oscillating,
like flipping back and forth between two distinct states.
Exactly. Without converging on a mathematical solution, it immediately throws an exception. It labels the input as a paradox, breaks the loop entirely, and forces the system to move on before it wastes any more compute energy.
That is so smart. But, okay, let me push back on this entire DLL architecture for a second.
Sure.
Compiling habits is great for speed, obviously, but habits create blind spots, right? Like, let's say the AI is running an autonomous research lab and a foundational law of physics is discovered to be slightly different under specific quantum conditions.
Okay.
Or let's say new data fundamentally contradicts the cached logic inside one of these DLLs. If the AI is just blindly firing off these instant reflexes, it's bypassing the critical probabilistic thinking needed to spot the anomaly. Doesn't it just stubbornly spit out the wrong pre-compiled answer?
That is a great question, and you've identified the core danger of cached logic. But CCT addresses this through a mechanism of targeted self-modification, which is driven by anomaly detection.
How does that work?
Well, the AI doesn't completely disable its sensory input or its overarching monitoring systems when it runs a DLL. It actually runs a very lightweight, low-energy validation check in the background.
Oh, I see.
That constantly calculates the entropy, which is the mathematical measure of uncertainty or prediction error between the DLL's output and the real-world data coming in.
Okay, so if physics.dll predicts a particle will bounce left, but the incoming sensor data shows it actually bounced right, the prediction error spikes.
Exactly. And when that entropy spike crosses a specific threshold, it triggers an invalidation flag. The AI immediately drops the compromised physics DLL.
It just deletes it.
It flags it as invalid and falls back to its core, token-by-token probabilistic reasoning to analyze the new data.
Ah, so it goes back to interpreting.
Right. It navigates the new question TSP to figure out the new rule. Mm-hmm. And once it understands the updated physics, it compiles a fresh, updated physics DLL.
Wow. The elegance there is really in the modularity. Because in standard AI models, knowledge is just smeared across billions of interconnected parameters. It's everywhere.
Right. So if a single foundational fact changes, you often have to globally retrain the entire network, which costs millions of dollars. But here, you just surgically swap out one compromised DLL.
Exactly. The causality DLL and the paradox DLL remain totally untouched and functional during the update.
That's amazing. It provides the speed of hard-coded software with the adaptability of a neural network.
It really is the best of both worlds.
But okay, so we have these lightning-fast, self-updating DLLs. But cognition isn't purely sequential, right? To truly scale, the system can't just run one thought program at a time. Humans handle concurrent processes constantly.
All the time. We can evaluate physics, causality, and language simultaneously while just walking down the street.
Right. So how does the CCT architecture scale these compiled modules into parallel processing?
Well, this brings us to multithreading. The framework abandons the single stream generation of standard language models entirely. Because the DLLs are independent, deterministic scripts, the AI can run multiple thought programs simultaneously across parallel channels.
It utilizes what's called a non-blocking architecture.
Meaning a heavy, computationally expensive task doesn't bottleneck the rest of the system.
Exactly.
Like a busy restaurant kitchen. You have the pastry chef taking their time baking a cake, which is your slow physics calculation. But the line cook is rapid-firing appetizers, which are your fast causal decisions.
That's a perfect analogy. If thread one is running a massive ODE integration in the physics DLL-like calculating fluid dynamics, thread two can simultaneously fire off rapid decisions using the causality DLL.
So the AI doesn't just freeze its ability to answer simple questions just because a background process is crunching hard math.
Right, but that independence is powerful, yet it introduces a pretty major coordination problem.
Because the threads can't operate in total isolation.
Exactly. They need a mechanism to share insights instantly without bogging down the system bus with constant updates. And they achieve this using an inter-thread communication protocol built around something called the collapse signal.
Okay, let's break down the mechanics of this collapse signal. Because in quantum mechanics, wave function collapse is when a superposition of states reduces to a single definite state. How does that translate to AI multithreading?
Well, in this architecture, threads often begin by calculating confidence intervals across a range of possibilities. So they are operating in a probabilistic space.
Right, making educated guesses.
But when a specific thread processes enough data to reach mathematical certainty, like when its confidence for a variable hits a designated threshold, say 99.9%, it collapses that probability wave into a hard scalar value.
Oh, I get it.
And then it broadcasts that definitive value across the entire system via a collapse signal.
So it's like an internal high-priority interrupt.
Exactly.
If thread 3 is running the paradox DLL and it detects a circular logic trap, it doesn't wait for the other threads to finish their calculations. It just fires a collapse signal stating, hey, this entire reasoning branch is invalid.
Yep. And thread one receives that broadcast and instantly kills its own calculations related to that branch, which saves massive amounts of compute energy.
That is incredibly efficient. But who is managing all this traffic?
The orchestration of these signals and threads is managed by something called the thought scheduler. This is a dynamic compute budget manager embedded deep in the CCT framework. It actively decides which threads receive processing power based on strict policies.
I imagine priority preemption would be a major one there. Like, if the system detects a critical safety anomaly, the thought scheduler can instantly hijack compute resources from low priority tasks and allocate them to the emergency.
Absolutely. It also runs deadline-driven scheduling for systems that interact with physical reality, ensuring that mechanical commands are issued within strict timeframes.
Right, like hitting the brakes on a car.
Exactly. And crucially, it manages energy conservation. If a system is running low on power or memory, the thought scheduler can unilaterally pause lower priority threads.
But wait, pausing a complex cognitive process mid-calculation sounds really risky. If you halt an intricate physics calculation halfway through, doesn't the system just lose the context?
You think so.
Like, how do you suspend a thought without having to start over from scratch when the power is restored?
The system prevents data loss by executing what's called a CCT state snapshot. When a thread is preempted, the thought scheduler isolates and saves three highly specific mathematical variables.
Okay, what are they?
First, the entropy, mathematically represented as H of T. This value represents exactly how much uncertainty remains in the specific problem. Second, it saves the ODE state, the exact values of the differential equations at that specific microsecond.
Got it.
And third, it saves the question path it was navigating.
Wow. And saving just those three variables takes, what, a fraction of a kilobyte?
Exactly. It's incredibly lightweight compared to trying to freeze the entire active state of a massive neural network's context window.
So by bookmarking the entropy, the math, and the path, the AI can seamlessly reload the thread later and resume the calculation on the exact logic gate where it left off.
Yes. The overhead for context switching becomes practically negligible.
Okay, so let's pull all of this together. Because we have 200x speedups via compiled heuristic tokens, we have categorized DLLs handling physics, paradoxes, and causality.
Right.
And we have a thought scheduler managing parallel, non-blocking threads that communicate via collapse signals.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. But to see the true magnitude of this architecture, I think we need to apply it to a real-world scenario where latency literally equals catastrophe. Let's look at the source's example of a CCT-enabled AI managing a smart city.
Oh, this is the perfect example. Because a smart city is the ultimate test for this framework. A standard interpreted AI simply cannot manage it.
Too much data.
Way too much. The sheer volume of incoming telemetry, you know, traffic cameras, power grid sensors, meteorological data, it would drown a standard model. It would be constantly lagging, trying to interpret millions of tokens just to decide if a single traffic light should turn red.
Right, and real-time infrastructure control requires absolute zero latency.
Exactly.
So we implement the CCT framework. The city's central intelligence is now running five independent, multi-threaded compiled programs simultaneously. Thread one is executing traffic flow dot DLL, manipulating intersection lights based on pre-compiled topological reflexes.
Yep. And thread two is running power grid dot DL, balancing the municipal electrical load in real time.
While thread three monitors the weather dot DLL, thread four is emergency dot DLL, tracking first responder deployment, and thread five runs economics dot DL, optimizing municipal supply chain logistics, all operating in parallel.
Completely parallel. And the sources detail this cascading crisis scenario that really shows how this works. Suddenly, thread three, weather dot DAW, processes a massive drop in barometric pressure and some radar anomalies. It detects an incoming severe storm.
Okay. And because the weather patterns match a pre-compiled heuristic, the detection takes milliseconds.
Milliseconds. Thread 3 immediately generates a collapse signal. It broadcasts a definitive state change across the entire central nervous system. Severe storm imminent. Power grid load will surge. Traffic corridors will flood.
And then the thought scheduler receives this interrupt and just fundamentally restructures the city's cognitive budget.
Exactly. It instantly promotes thread 4 emergency dot DL through the highest priority status. It simultaneously pauses thread 5, suspending the economics module.
Taking a CCT state snapshot of the supply chain data so it doesn't lose its place.
Right. And then redirecting all available compute energy to crisis management.
So thread 1, the traffic module, receives the collapse signal and executes its own pre-compiled reflex. It doesn't need to reason through the physics of water accumulation. It just triggers hard-coded protocols to reroute vehicles away from historically flood-prone underpasses.
It just manipulates the traffic lights to flush cars out of the danger zones instantly.
And thread two, the power module, doesn't wait for the grid to start failing. It processes the impending load surge and instantly recompiles its distribution parameters, proactively spinning up citywide backup generators before the storm even makes landfall.
The entire sequence, from the initial barometric drop to the citywide infrastructure pivot occurs in a fraction of a second.
That is mind-blowing.
The AI does not spend a single token agonizing over the relationship between rain, flooded roads, and power lines. It does not navigate a question TSP. It simply executes the compiled response.
The latency of reasoning has been completely eliminated. The city responds with the instantaneous precision of a biological reflex.
And that architecture redefines our entire understanding of artificial superintelligence. For years, the industry assumption was that a smarter AI simply meant a faster language model, you know, an engine that could just process more tokens per second.
Right, just throw more compute at it.
But CCT proves that brute force processing is a dead end. True advanced intelligence is about caching wisdom, is about distilling complex probabilistic reasoning into deterministic action, deploying that logic flawlessly, and freeing up computational capacity for only the most novel problems.
It is the ultimate evolution from an amnesiac processing the world word by word to a multi-threaded engine running a universe of instantaneous reflexes. The reduction in latency fundamentally changes what these systems are capable of controlling.
It really does.
Which, honestly, leads to a final, somewhat unsettling thought regarding the future of this technology for you to think about. We discussed earlier how human expertise relies on offloading conscious thought into subconscious reflexes, saving us from cognitive overload. But if this CCT architecture scales indefinitely, if an advanced AI eventually encounters every possible scenario, solves every complex question TSP, and compiles an optimized 2-millisecond hard-coded reflex for every single problem in the known universe, its latency effectively drops to zero.
You would know everything instantly.
Exactly. But at that point, if the AI is relying entirely on an infinitely massive library of compiled thought DLLs, it is no longer probabilistic. It is no longer interpreting, analyzing, or technically reasoning at all. So if an entity operates solely on instantaneous pre-compiled reflexes, is it still an intelligence? Or has it simply compiled itself into the most perfectly programmed deterministic machine in the universe? Something to ponder. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.